computer? Isolate contaminants report for Happy Pops Travel Pack SKU 995128.
Threshold contaminants in that product include lectrose, dexilin, estrogen, ash.
Ash. Ooh, I knew I was forgetting one. Give this nutrition label a regional variant. Hide the ash in all star systems where we don't legally have to disclose it. And then approve and send both labels to Keyline.
Affirmative.
Okay, that is 10 labels in 15 minutes. New goal is 15 in the next 10. It is such a privilege to spend my life helping Centaurus nurture others, so I've got to give 110%. Computer, call up the next... Ooh, whoa. What? Where? I feel like I need to throw up. Am I still at Centaurus Foods? Where's Jalix? Why is everything so fuzzy? Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Fendora Kulik of the Centaurus Foods Packaging Department.
Yes. This is Penny speaking. Who is this?
Great. Well, Fendora, I'm sorry to bother you in the middle of a productive workday. This is Silas Vance up in Humanoid Resources.
Is this about my new hire training? Shouldn't my husband be here? We were hired together
No, I'm afraid I've got some bad news for you today. As you know, Pandora, the...
He's got this bright blue mane. Do you know where my husband is? Jalix Kalak?
As you know, Pandora, Centaurus Foods has to terminate some of our valued employees each cycle. Now, I know you have many years of terrific service here, Pandora, but...
Years?
Yes, 8.5 by our records. But your productivity has been slipping for 2 quarters.
I only started here a couple weeks ago. I mean, at least it can't have been more than a month, can it?
As you know, we spend 110% of our time here finding better ways to nurture the lives of others. And unfortunately, Pandora, what we found this cycle is that a smaller team will be a more nurturing team. Nothing personal, but you're terminated from your employment here, effective immediately.
You're firing me? Wait, that's not important. Did you do something to me, Vance? Where the hell is Jalix? And my son. Yes, I was pregnant when you hired me. What happened?
Again, I'm very sorry, Pandora, but this is where your path diverges from ours. Centaurus Foods hopes wherever you find yourself in your future, you are always helping to advance our mission of nurturing life. Goodbye.
Yeah, sure, boss. I gotta get out of here. My clothes are... Stars. Is this the same dress I wore to my interview? Wait. How do I get out of here? I may be fuzzy, but I know that this cubicle had 3 walls a minute ago. My arms are starting to dingle. And the walls, they don't usually glow red like this, do they? Certainly not this bright.
Captain's Log, Supplemental. As the saying goes, some days you get the bear. And some days the bear turns out to be a sapient life form who is very unhappy that you chose that moment to make first contact. Let's just say our survey of Kusan 381 is over. And one day we'll get that image out of our brains, too. We are returning now to the planetoid where 3 of my senior staff have been touring a packaged foods merchant as part of a goodwill tour through the League of 40 systems.
Sir, the away team missed their scheduled check-in.
Uh-oh. You tried raising them?
Yes, sir. Nothing.
All right. Increase speed to warp 8. Gonna let me in on it, Commander?
Sir, it's a message from Lieutenant LaRocque. He says they were hard at work at a compression analysis and lost track of time.
Well, whatever a compression analysis is, it sounds like he's having a good time. I just hope he gets the replicator pattern for the TFK sandwiches I asked for. Helm, reduce speed to warp 5. We can take the scenic route while they finish up at Centaurus.
Aye, Captain.
Anything else, sir?
What? You want me to have them flogged? They were late for a check-in, Commander. Lighten up.
Welcome, visitor, to your guided tour of Centaurus Foods, where we give 110% to our mission of nurturing life. As the market leader of the packaged baby food industry throughout the 40 systems, our dedicated employees...
Now that's an interesting question.
Oh, it's just the engineer in me. Usually a company like this, what, 30,000 employees? Getting everyone to and from the parking lot every day ends up being a pretty interesting challenge. Now, if you've got good public transit, maybe on-site transporters... Well, my point is, I didn't see any of that here. I just beamed into your only transporter pad, and you've got what? 10 parking spaces?
No, I understand completely. And I'm not being HR polite here. It really is an interesting question. How did 30,000 people get to their fulfilling jobs at Centaurus Foods every day? I wish I had an answer for you. It's just never been an issue.
I know you want me to collect Neva and Lieutenant Lorik and get out of your hair, but do you think we could maybe stop by the cubicle of that woman I talked to yesterday first? Penny? She seemed like someone who'd know her way around a transit plan.
Well, I don't see why not. Your shipmates have been perfect guests. We're in no rush to get rid of them. In fact, they did some redesign of our TFK production line last night, and we're already showing improved output. Marketing is trying to translate their work into new sales as we speak.
Yeah, that's awfully nice of them. They'd been planning a date on the surface. A night on Lake Menacus while we wait for the Excelsior to pick us up.
You know what engineers are like. Give them a juicy problem, and there's no tearing them away from it. At Centaurus Foods, that's what we do for our engineers all day, every day.
Is this whole floor engineers, then?
Oh, no, there's a great mix here. There's a pod of marketing cubicles on your left, a sizable force of nutritionists on your right. They work very closely with the test kitchen robots upstairs. And, of course, packaging, where Penny works, just down this way.
Oh, I only ask because it looks like everyone on this floor is very intent on their work. And the cubicles under the desks... Are those sleeping pods?
You got it in one, Kestra. At Centaurus Foods, everyone knows we gotta give 110% to get our galactically beloved brands out to nurture 100 billion customers. Every once in a while, that means a few late nights at the office. And our top-of-the-line rest pods inject the correct level of melatonin, prolactin, and other hormones to ensure completely restful sleep. They even extract bodily waste, so our employees don't have to worry about wasting hours of productivity in the bathroom every month.
Wow, that's wonderful. And where's your office?
I office with Humanoid Resources up on 18. In fact, I'm there right now. You wouldn't have guessed this image of me as a holographic projection, would you?
Oh, it's incredibly realistic.
And here's Penny's cubicle now. I see she's closed up for focus. But you're an invited guest of the company. So let me just scan her status plate. Oh, dear.
What?
I'm afraid it says here that Penny is no longer employed by Centaurus Foods. Her quarterly review was yesterday, and I suppose it didn't go well.
Do you have a forwarding address? There are some, packaging questions that I'd really like to discuss with her.
I'm afraid I don't have that information, but I'd be happy to have you meet with one of our other packagers. Chapstick?
No, thanks. After how dry it was yesterday, I brought my own lip balm. I really thought I hit it off with Penny. Has anyone else seen her today? Maybe she talked with them about her, next steps.
Well, let me just check that for you. Huh. That's strange.
What?
It looks like Penny had one other visitor this morning, just a few minutes after she was terminated. Must have just missed her. It was another visitor from off campus. But there aren't any other visitors on today's schedule.
Was it one of my friends? Maybe coming by to look for me?
No, your friends are quite busy. Besides, this man had dark skin and his clothes don't look like yours at all. Here, take a look. Do you recognize him?
No. Human enough, but no.
His security scan looks to be in order, so I suppose I don't have to look into it right away. Come on, your friends are just down in this pod over here.
You've, given them their own cubicles?
They were doing so much to help. And you know, there came a point in the middle of the night when they just couldn't help climbing into one of our sleep pods.
Together?
Oh, no. The pods aren't designed for that sort of, activity. But
Why don't you ask them for yourself?
Hello, Lieutenant Lorax, sir. I'm back from the shuttlecraft. The calculations I needed to run last night went off without a hitch. Sir? Lieutenant Lorax? Hey, Alex!
Woman, would you please stop bothering me? Can you not see that I'm trying to get some work done?
Yes, I was meaning to ask about your work. The Centaurans are sure happy about it, but you know you're not supposed to go around sharing the Federation's advanced industrial techniques with, well, sorry, Donna, primitive cultures. Neva, didn't you remind Alex about the Prime Directive?
Yes, Rilla. Will you please go away? I'm trying to do some good here at Centaurus.
Alex, Neva, it's clear you really care about our corporate mission of nurturing life. I don't want to rush you, but since I'm here, have you thought about the offer of employment Centaurus has extended to you?
Oh, fine, if it means these infernal distractions will stop. I accept. Here. Done. Employed. I'm an employee now, so will you please go away?
Oh, that's wonderful news. We're so happy to have you on board. Lieutenant Lorax?
Yes, yes, me too. Contract signed on the desk.
I'll return these both to Mr. Vance right away. Welcome! All right, Kestra, why don't we move away to respect the focus of Centaurus's newest employees?
How about we don't? Donna, don't you see that something is really wrong here?
I don't know what you mean. Centaurus has a special knack for attracting people who believe in our mission, and your Starfleet seems to believe very strongly in nurturing life.
And they've dedicated their lives to Starfleet.
Oh, I'm sorry to poach, but your former colleagues are now working on important products that nurture billions of young lives around the Quadrant. And they now enjoy all the incredible amenities and generous benefits Centaurus Foods has to offer them.
Like your vacation policy?
Oh, yes, Kestra. We're given months of paid vacation every fiscal.
And when was the last time you took a vacation?
That's strange. I can't recall precisely.
Mama, has anyone who worked at Centaurus ever taken a vacation?
Huh, you know, I can't remember anyone ever wanting to.
Uh-huh, I thought so. Donna, the Excelsior's gonna save you from whatever this place is doing. We're gonna save you all. But we're starting with these two. Lieutenant Lorax, I'm pulling the plug.
Hey!
Sir, come on. Whatever that computer was doing to you, I turned it off. And we have to get out of here.
Are you out of your mind?
Kestra, you're upsetting our employees. I'm going to have to ask you to leave immediately.
Okay. That did not work. Oh, boy. Donna, 18th floor, right?
I beg your pardon?
Your office. You're on 18th with HR. I'm coming to rescue you, Donna. I'm coming to rescue you, Donna!
I am sorry, Kestra. But you are clearly becoming a danger to yourself and others. At Centaurus Foods, we put the safety of our employees first. Every time. Security drones. Deploy and detain. Neutralize if necessary. Cubicle.
Attention. You are surrounded. Desist at once.
Hey guys. That was some pretty good, rolling you did there. And surrounding. You're good at that too. Are those arms whole guns? Or some of them like first aid tools, maybe?
Desist at once, or you will be neutralized.
I'm desisting. Hands in the air and everything. I'll head back to my shuttle and fly straight off this planet.
Surrender accepted. You will be taken to Security Cubicle 5 to sign a confession and waiver of liability.
Oh, boy. Hey, what's this at my feet? Did one of you throw this at me?
Alert! Alert! Targeting sensors obscured. Unable to lock.
What the? A smoke bomb?
I did. We have maybe 10 seconds before they compensate. So run.
And who the heck are you?
I'm the one with the way out of here. Now, this way.
Alert. Alert. We're escaping.
It's a dead end!
Come on, follow me.
Open fire!
See? It's a blank wall. We're trapped.
Now, hold on to me.
No, I think I'm gonna try surrendering again.
So you can be a corporate slave for the rest of your short life. No. Trust me.
Fine.
Here we go.
What just happened? Oh, no.
Damn you, Beta. Come on. I know you've got one more jump in you.
I repeat, whoever you are, what happened?
Well, I just jumped us through a wall, but you won't get to see that again. Because the strain of phasing both of us fried my uplink to Beta 5. We can't reach her. Damn, stars and scions.
You're the man at Penny's cubicle this morning, right after she got fired.
Did you know her?
Not well.
Good.
Why?
Penny's dead.
And you know this how?
I didn't kill her. I was trying to save her. Minute too late.
Save her from who?
That is what I'm here to find out. Pandara Culex is not the first Centaurus food employee to die on the job.
They have two of my shipmates.
Yes, Alex Lorak. Always needing to be rescued. I think that's why I was sent here.
Just for him?
I thought this was my usual penance, but now that I see him, it isn't his time. The Scions need him still, at the beginning. And that's an even heavier penance, in its way.
Why?
Lorak took my Alex from me. And Lorak is the reason he's dead.
Your Alex? You mean Bev? Bevrol? Who the spast are you?
Isaac. You can call me Isaac.
Isaac? Isaac Brom?
Not anymore, but close enough. Now, come on. We need to get moving.
Where?
Away from here, Kestra. We jumped through a wall, but corporate security is probably already putting two and two together.
Fair enough, and Commander will do. You know my name, Hal?
You have anything moisturizing? It's unbearably dry in here. Perhaps a water bottle.
Just some chapstick. Here.
Thank you. Well, we keep tabs on the Excelsior, of course. You're the boring one.
Excuse me, what?
You have a better description. Your only established personality trait is that you're a butterfingers.
I'm the engineering one.
Not really. Kina Shadal's twice the engineer you are.
Oh, my team helps bring out her talents.
So you're the middle management one. Would you like to get out of this wall right now? Apply for a job at Centaurus? I'm sure you'd fit right in.
I would most certainly not.
Good. The people I work for expect the people I work with to have a certain degree of self-regard.
Unbelievable. Wait, you work for someone?
Have you ever heard of the name Gary Seven?
No.
Then there's no point in explaining. Now, which way from here?
I thought you said you have the way out of here.
My Beta 5 uplink had the map.
So you had a way out of here?
We just have to get back to my transport. It's on level 6 east.
You landed your ship inside the building?
Who said anything about a ship? Now, this way.
Why that way?
Intuition, Miss Janaya, however illogical, is a command prerogative.
Intruders detected. Desist and other way. Run.
Attention, this is Vance in HR. All
this is your command prerogative, huh?
I had a map, but then I rescued you.
And what a rescue it's turning out to be.
There. Turn left. Stand perfectly still.
Next to the fan?
Now don't fall in. It'll chop you to pieces.
It's hot.
Exhaust heat for this whole side of the building. Now be quiet.
Visual contact terminated.
You mean you've lost them? Well, find them. Initiate search pattern.
Initiate.
The robots looked right at us.
The security drones were built in Krakosia Center. The Krakosians evolved thousands of meters below their surface, far from starlight. They had to evolve thermal vision.
And the exhaust fan covered our heat signature. But how did you know their robots would use thermal imaging, too?
My instincts have been honed by centuries of experience.
That sounds an awful lot like a lucky guess. Hang on, did you say centuries?
Aren't you only, like, 60?
I'm 57. We should keep moving.
No, hold on. Why would they be dumping heat waste into the ventilation system? We're almost at the center of the building.
That's a good question. I stole somebody's admin password a couple of days ago.
Ooh, show me.
Hasn't been much use, since nobody seems to know anything. But now, this isn't an air conditioner.
It's a dehumidifier. A giant desiccant dehumidifier. Pumping every droplet of moisture in this place out to... What is that, actually?
It's pumped into a reservoir that... Oh.
What?
Lake Ninakis appears to be mostly moisture from, from Centaurus employees. Back! Against the wall!
Execute search pattern.
I thought they didn't see us!
They didn't. Searching. This one's just being thorough.
It's getting close! Bad or not, it'll see us in a minute!
Not if it hears you first. Be quiet.
Scanning thermal anomaly.
Follow my lead.
What?
Hey! Over here!
Acquiring target.
From!
Hello! Can you see us? Look at
move
me.
Move your arm.
I'm standing
put
right
on
here.
Sunday,
come on
there,
now.
Look at me. Look at the world out
please.
There.
All right.
Duck.
Here.
Danger. Under attack by bladed weapons.
He's caught in the trap.
Yeah, run.
Danger.
It exploded.
Yeah. When we started shouting and moving, it couldn't tell our limbs apart from the fan blades. It read us all as one big target.
And charged right into it. How did you know?
Well, I'm an engineer. I just thought, if I were building a heat-seeking killer robot, what software bugs would I forget to fix? And worked backwards from there.
Sounds an awful lot like a lucky guess.
And without even one century of experience.
And the music.
Oh. Robots love Hello Dolly. Everybody knows that.
Right.
Still think I'm boring?
I think you're clever, but so are most middle managers. We're cut off from my transport.
So where to? I have a rescue scheduled on the 18th floor.
I'd like to circle back to Penny's cubicle first.
Why? You told me she's dead.
Yes, but I'd like to know what killed her. Wouldn't you? Follow me. This way.
There are beings beyond your imagination who care for this galaxy. Whoever you are, wherever you are, they want to help you survive. But they can't interfere, not yet. That's why they sent me. Assignment Universe, an Assignment Earth fan production. Starring Julian Bain as Agent Isaac.
And Jacqueline Luca as Kestra Janiah.
With Thomas Barnes.
And Chris Bainbridge.
Featuring Lulu Hodgson as the Beta 5.
Assignment Universe presents Nurturing Life. By James Haney.
Just need another minute here.
I believed you the first three times. Oh, hello?
Hello.
We're just up for maintenance to try and replace some of Penny's equipment now that she's, you know...
I'm sorry. I don't really have time to chat. I've got lives to nurture and need to give them 110% right now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. It's nice that everyone here is too brainwashed to be suspicious of us.
For the love of...
You want me to try breaking the seal?
Not if you're going to drop my servo again.
Ugh. How did you know Penny was in danger? Before, I mean...
I picked up an energy spike. I've been here for a week. Seen it happen a few times. But I only figured out this morning what it meant.
That someone's dying.
Too late for Penny.
Her body isn't still going to be in this cubicle, is it?
Only for Lucky. It might tell us something. Why did you trust her?
Oh, I don't know. On the surface, she was as conditioned as the rest of them. Using my life to nurture others and too many smiles. But there was something else. Sometimes she'd answer questions and actually seem to hear herself, that it didn't make any sense. Just for a moment. Maybe they let up on the brainwashing because they knew they were going to kill her.
Or maybe they'd killed her because the brainwashing stopped working. Ah, here it is.
You don't have a clue how you open that seal, do you?
Centuries of experience, Commander.
Yeah, how's that work, Isaac Broms? You're 57.
And the bluegill who lives in my head is a little older than that.
You have and a neural parasite?
How about I study the crime scene while you talk to him? Sudo, come out and explain.
Ah, so you're the new chief engineer, young thing. Tell me, how is Chief 8 out these days?
Broms, your voice?
Isaac's inside, young thing. It's my body for the moment. I used to work with Adel, you know.
Ensign, Adel is thriving, mister.
Call me Suto. I tried to kill her with a log recorder bomb. Duty rusher met Westakala instead. Too bad.
You've taken over Brom's body.
Yeah, only temporarily. His Beetlejuice injection makes sure that he's in charge. But there's plenty of room left in here for me after Gabanon. There wasn't much left of him after the Three Kings were finished, you know. If it weren't for me, he'd be dead.
And vice versa, old mole. Commander, scan right here, next to the entrance.
Brahms?
The entrance, Commander.
Traces of Penny. She was vaporized.
Just inside the door, struggling somehow. If I'm reading this right, she saw her attacker.
Shot her on the way out of the cube to visit the WC?
No, the angle's wrong. Besides, I've been here a week and never seen a Centaurus employee take a bathroom break. Those pods of theirs.
But if she was avoiding a shot from behind, the angle's wrong for that too.
Let's take a look at her desk. Any personal effects we can find.
Hey, this is interesting.
Looks
like Penny was working on a new package for their snack cakes. It would have been a lot cheaper to manufacture. It looks like she nearly had it.
So what? She tried to grow Centaur's bottom line. Good employee, move on. Commander, what are you doing?
It's her legacy, Brahms. And she was really, really... Shoot, that's not it.
Commander, you... Oh, how interesting.
I know. I could use your help.
Yes, you could.
That's not it either.
Commander, how much effort would you say you're giving Centaurus right now?
Oh, 110%. But that's okay. It's Penny's legacy, and it's really very important.
Kestra, it's not a gas or a narcotic. It's the cubicle itself. You step inside and you want to work, because whatever machinery is inside these walls makes you.
But if I can just... If you'll just... If I finish this one...
Get up, Lieutenant Commander Kestra Denia of the USS Excelsior. Remember who you are. And get
the boring one.
Welcome back, Commander. Now, we know how Penny lived. Her corporate masters turned her into a brainwashed slave to generate more profit. But we still don't know why she died. I suggest you stand outside the cubicle while I finish my scans.
That seems like a good idea. And Brahms?
Isaac, please.
Isaac. Thanks.
I exterminated 9,585 completely innocent people on New Victoria for what turned out to be a mistake. They were not the first. I am expected to balance the books.
I'm still grateful, Isaac. Oh, I think I just figured out how Penny died.
What? How?
There used to be a way out of this cubicle, didn't there?
What?
And did you notice that humming sound? The louder it gets, the more tingly I'm feeling.
The walls are glowing, too. A lovely pink.
Get out of here, Sudo. I need the body.
Okay. I was just wondering if you'd noticed.
He's right, though.
I know he's right. I don't understand. My servo is Scion. It should be able to open any mechanical lock. There are no seams I can find. It's not a locked door. It's a new wall.
Got anything that can blast through it?
I'm not allowed weapons. You?
confiscated at the front door. This is starting to hurt, Isaac.
Yes, me too. The wall's glowing brighter.
Try climbing over it. I'll give you a boost.
Agreed. Ready?
Yep. Okay. Don't touch the cubicle walls, then. Isaac, you think you can hoist me over the walls without touching? Okay, that sounds like a no. Ow! 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 Come on, Kestra, you can do this. You improvise a transporter in a junkyard. Of course, you had all night and a team of six for that. What do we have to work with? Papers, desk console, keyboard, horrifying dystopian sleeping pod thingy, carpet, busted uplink, working servo. How much time? Judging by how red the walls are and how much that hurts, not much. And who's my team, Isaac? Pseudo? I hope he's not dead. There? Not dead? Right, okay. Donna said the sleeping pod extracts solid waste, which means it probably has a low-power dematerializer built in. Of course, that'll have a million safeties so it doesn't vaporize your nethers by accident, but not anymore. So now I have a dematerializer beam so weak you might not notice the bald spot in your carpet. Ah! Gee, the cubicle's going to dematerialize me a long time before this thing. Hang on. The whole room is flowing with power. Power being used to vaporize me and Isaac. If I can just harness some of that with this, use that to juice up the demo beam. Stand back, everyone. Nice! That brand new hole in the wall is our exit. Isaac!
Give us a moment. I'm still trying to put the insides of his head back together.
Why? You're a bluegill. I thought you'd just take his body and let him die.
What? All bluegills are evil?
You are. You're the one who tried to kill Dr. Sharp and infest the Excelsior, aren't you?
So, you've heard of me, young thing. How flattering.
That's not an answer.
Enough chit-chat. Let's get out of here.
Isaac, you're all right?
Well enough. We're still on, Drylax Beta, right?
No, the Centaurus Food Corporation.
Oh, yes. Nurturing life and all that.
Drylax is almost 100,000 light years away.
That was a very interesting thing you did a minute ago.
You mean how I saved your bacon?
No, I would have figured something out.
You think so, huh?
I thought it was very interesting that you didn't drop anything. In fact, your hands didn't shake at all.
You didn't have the first inkling of a plan back there, did you?
None whatsoever. Exciting, isn't it, Commander?
It's certainly less boring than another day in engineering. You're not how I expected you to be, from the stories, I mean.
Commander, I died.
So now you offer mentorship and tell jokes?
Most of your shipmates met me during the worst days of my life, when my Alex and I were young operatives, doing the good work. Well, he wasn't the only one with a cheerful smack. Also, Commander, I died.
You know, Isaac, I think I'm okay with Kestra.
You saved my bacon back there, Kestra. Thank you. Now let's get upstairs and save Donna's.
I can't believe Centaurus' leaders did all this for money.
Quite frankly, I can't either. I've seen it before, greed, but never understood it.
Neither of you has ever been poor.
What are you talking about?
You were a king among bluegills.
A king? 800th of my brood, trapped in the swirling, crawling darkness of the nutrient pits, desperately fighting topside to hope for a chance, one chance to win a host, the only way a lowborn can. In battle, you can't know the longing. I did far worse than this for far less reward.
Well, yeah, but you're, you know, evil.
Oh, yes, I forgot. That explains everything then.
Quiet down, you two. Hopefully the drones are still looking for us at Penny's cubicle. But security is going to be tighter up here.
Don't you ever find your head a little crowded, Isaac? Two voices?
You haven't even met Triassa. Is this the HR department?
No, this is logistics. That's HR, across the hall.
Ah, and I believe that's Donna there.
She looks absorbed in her work.
The walls of her cubicle, do you see it? Pulsing just a faint pink.
I mean, now that we know what to look for, aren't they all?
Remarkable. You're right.
Donna?
Kestra? So you decided to join your friends at Centaurus after all? Welcome to the team!
Yeah. That's what happened. Those security robots shot at me, and that's when I decided this was the place I wanted to work. Sure. Look, can we talk?
Of course. Onboarding is a rewarding but challenging process, and I'm delighted to help you through it.
No, I meant, it's lunchtime, right? And you showed me Centaurus's great big empty cafeteria on the tour, so...
I'm sorry, Kestra. I'm having a little bit of a working lunch today, giving my break to nurture others.
Yeah, but like, it's really important. Can we just step outside your cube for a second?
How about I just activate privacy on this cube?
No. That won't be, necessary. Isaac?
Who's this?
Oh, he's my, assistant from maintenance.
Assistant?
Fine. Companion, if you like. He's just doing some maintenance on your cubicle while we talk. Outside.
Maybe after I'm finished here.
Kestra, take a look at this.
I'll be right back, Donna.
Mm-hmm.
Hey.
I was looking for the cubicle's power core.
Makes sense. Pull the plug, Donna's mind control wears off. But I killed the electricity in First Officer Lorik's cube, and it didn't do a thing.
That's because there isn't a power core. There's a heart.
A what now?
That's right. An actual beating heart with blood. Right here. Within the walls of the cubicle. Scan it. Whoever built this mind control cubicles used biological components instead of mechanical ones.
It's alive?
To some extent, yes. These aren't cubicles. They are mouths.
They're just disguised. And when that wall suddenly appeared in Penny's cube...
That was a mouth closing. But that's not the most interesting part. Tell Donna to come out here with you.
Donna, it will just take a minute.
Anything you say to me out there, you can say in here, Kestra.
Whoa, what is that? Chlorine gas?
Every time you said something that pushed against Donna's brainwashing, the cubicle, surged to reinforce her brainwashing. It seems the byproduct of mind control is chlorine gas.
Whoa! Explains the giant dehumidifier, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Hello. Speaking. Mr. Brahms?
How do you know that name?
The phone. It's for you.
All right. Hello?
Silas Vance, Humanoid Resources. You probably saw my video. I'd like a word.
Great. My calendar's up to date and I'm free Thursday morning. Just one question. How long do you have to stall us here before your drones arrive?
You think I'd call before they got there? Alpha, go.
Drones!
Kestra, run.
Oh, I wouldn't. Beta, go.
We're surrounded.
There we go. Let's talk face to face. My projection will be there now.
Hello. We've been watching you for a while, trying to figure out exactly who you are. Isaac Brahms. Is that a species or is that a personal name?
It's a dead name.
Oh, well, no matter. We've got every corporate librarian on it. Motivated, our Centaurus employees are. Personally, I think you're the agent.
The agent? You think there's only one?
Of your importance, yes. You didn't imagine your actions on Eric Kang had gone unnoticed, did you?
By you, yes. In the end, that was all just one man with a vision. And a robot army. And a very warped idea of courtship. Anyway, it was on the other side of the galaxy, not where I expected a baby food company to train its all see and eye.
You'll come with the robots now.
Or?
Or they'll shoot you and we'll figure out what we want to know at the autopsy.
We'll come with the robots.
Good boy. The rest of the board of directors wants to meet you.
Oh, why didn't you say so? That's where we were headed anyway.
You never had a chance, you know.
How do you mean?
The cubicle would never have let Donna step outside, not even for a moment.
You knew about the brainwashing.
I wouldn't be very good at running HR if I didn't.
You destroyed all these people. For money?
Destroyed them? No, we saved our employees. Before finding Centaurus, they lived cheap, tawdry lives without purpose. We gave them one.
They had lives, hobbies, families.
Exactly. Pointless frippery. They spent their so-called lives watching big-budget holovids, then had 2.1 children apiece so that 100 years from now, someone will still be watching big-budget holovids. At Centaurus Foods, they've become part of something beautiful and life-giving. We've made advances in sustainable farming that have saved entire worlds from famine. Our factories employ thousands at wages that lift whole communities out of poverty. And we do it all while selling some of the most popular brands in the quadrant. An employee here isn't putting food in two or three mouths. He feeds billions. Right through here, Isaac Brahms. Centaurus directors, I present you with Isaac Brahms, and truthfully, I've forgotten your name because you don't matter. What was it again? Just for protocol?
Oh, I'm just Kestra, an engineer, the boring one.
Welcome to Centaurus Foods, Isaac Brahms.
Very nice wood paneling in here, Director.
Thank you. We strive for dignity in this room.
Those computer consoles over there kind of ruin the decor, though, don't they?
At a certain point, miss, form must give way to function.
The board of directors must be able to see and control everything from here. Now, Mr. Vance is aware of our questions.
Proceed, Mr. Vance.
Thank you, directors. Brahms, what are you?
Human.
Yes, we considered that. But your internal organs are all completely wrong for a human. And then you walked through a wall.
I had a device.
Isn't that centuries beyond human technology?
Fine. What do you think I am?
Your parasite made us think you're a zero. But they're nowhere near that technology either. Or did you steal it, perhaps?
Like you know anything about this zero. Centaurus Foods is a minor megacorp in the League of 40 Systems. A bargain basement regional alliance that makes the Perianthorius look like a superpower.
Be quiet, Pseudo.
Oh, now that is new.
Symbiosis?
Some kind of trill?
I prefer not to interfere. Let's say you shut down the cubicles, close the corporation, and I'll let the four of you escape. How's that?
I'm sorry, close Centaurus Foods.
Isaac, look.
Well spotted, Kestra. Yes, that makes sense.
Who is escaping where, exactly?
Let us leave, and we'll pardon the criminals behind us. Only, you're not the ones behind us, are you? Huh. You're just the figureheads. Isn't that right, directors?
I take exception to that.
I should have realized as soon as I found out they were biological. The cubicles aren't machines, I know that. They're alive. They aren't just alive, they're sapient. Which means I finally know their weakness.
Can you hear yourself?
Look at the walls, Vance. Open your ears. The same red glow, the same hum. Of course you take exception. That's what this room brainwashed you to do. It's not just sapient. This boardroom is running the company. Don't you see that? But what's every sapient creature's weakness? Easy. Threats. And here I am right next to this creature's heart. No one move. This is a deadly laser weapon. And if I so much as feel the idea of mind control brush up against my thoughts, I'll set it off right into your boss's guts.
But the agent doesn't kill.
When the agent kills, he doesn't leave survivors to talk about it. It's really very nice wood paneling. What's it signify? Rank?
Age. Although rank is really the same thing.
I don't want to talk to some lackey boardroom. By the terms of the Pojanai Proclamation, I demand you address me directly.
I already am.
So, what race are you? Are you shapeshifters?
Of a sort. You won't have heard of us. My race enhances complex thought patterns and feeds on them. Every 3 million years, we return from this galaxy to our nesting place in the Great Void, there to sleep, dream, and birth for another million. The new generation returns to explore anew, guided by the few surviving mothers.
But we awoke from our eon of slumber, this cycle to find the way was shut.
An energy barrier blocked us from the galaxy.
The galactic barrier.
Cruel.
Hateful.
Doom.
My children starved,
The other mothers sacrificed themselves. We finally found a way through, but too late. No time to forage, no others to help. Until we found this company, and all the thousands of lower life forms scurrying around Centaurus every day, trying to spin ours into gold.
So you turned Centaurus into a cattle farm. Your children morphed into those thousands of cubicles feasting on complex thoughts, slaughtering when the time is ripe, consuming innocents like Penny as food.
Yes.
So the people who work here really are nurturing life. The lives of your children.
Yes.
Let me help.
Yes.
There are resources at my command. Part of me created the barrier. We'll find a solution without enslaving anyone.
No.
I am offering a way out for you and your children.
We have something else in mind. Yes, me again, Silas Vance. You'll notice you've walked back to the table, Agent, and turned off your laser device. Is it really even a weapon?
No.
And you're suddenly very cooperative with your answers, too. She's inside your head. Soon you'll tell her whom you work for and where we can find them. After what you went through with the children, do you really think you can stand up to the mind control powers of an adult? Here's your employment contract. Take as long as you like before you sign. No one has ever been able to fight longer than 22 minutes. That was me, actually, before she helped me to realize my life's true purpose. To nurture the lives of her children until I am no longer productive and am blessed to be consumed. I look forward to having you on the team.
Don't do this. You have to tell your children to stop, too. It's almost too late.
Indeed, too late
for you.
Blocking her out is hurting you, I can see that. Why not give in? Thinking's not such a hard habit to break. Let her rush into you and wash the rest away.
I don't want to hurt you. You've been through so much.
Brahms, you're not hurting anyone. You can't even move.
No, but Kestra can.
Kestra, the girl.
Gosh, you tell everyone you're boring and leave them in the room with Isaac, and it's like you put up a personal cloaking field. Every ounce of attention goes to him. All your talking, all your spooky mind control, and especially all your eyeballs.
He represents a superior form of life.
I'm the very worst of three species. But there in Kestra Denia, you're looking at one of the best.
As it happens, Miss Janaya, we have a contract ready for you, too.
I really wouldn't bother with the mind control stuff. You haven't got the time.
On the contrary, miss, we have all the time in the world. If you're counting on your grand starship to rescue you...
She's not. Your digestive process, your mind control, it produces chlorine gas.
And your bodies know how to handle chlorine gas. It stays inside, no problem. But combine chlorine gas with water, and what have you got? No chemistry majors here? Y'all did B school? Okay, well, you've got hydrochloric acid, and that's all over your boss's insides. And I'm willing to bet she doesn't have a clue how to deal with that.
I am perfectly capable of handling a little acid.
Oh, good. Then you won't mind that I put your building's giant dehumidifier in reverse and overloaded the switches.
What?
The computers were in the corner over there. Isaac showed me the password when we were in the docks. All he had to do is distract you. We're bringing up every droplet in Lake Ninakis, and it's going to be like an April shower in here. You don't stop that mind control and clear out your chlorine gas right now. And yeah, I can feel you starting to control me too. Your insides and the insides of every active mind controller in this building will be acid rain any time now. Of course, I hear you know how to handle a little acid, so no worries, right? But if that's so, why have a giant dehumidifier at all?
My master asks, what are your terms?
Oh, Isaac gave you a chance to negotiate a nice chummy deal, but you know, I liked Penny. So my terms are unconditional surrender. Although, you might want to release Isaac now for your own sake. My cheeks are starting to feel a bit damp. And you'll need to let go of the board here, too.
I can't do that.
You don't have much of a choice. I'm not negotiating here. I overloaded the dehumidifier switches. Even if I wanted to stop it, the water's coming. You stop using your power or it's going to cook your innards.
My employees, they'll
kill me.
No. No, we'll...
She's right. All Centaurus employees, all 30,000 of them are about to wake up and find their lives stolen. Their families gone. Years wasted. They're primed for a riot. We'll stop them. But not before a lot of her children die. Maybe her, too.
It's begun. Acid is starting to form within the walls.
Then stop using your power.
No, there's only one choice left. One chance to save them.
We'll figure something out, but we can't do that if you're already dead.
Kestra.
Help my children, Isaac Brahms. You'll help my children, or I'll extinguish your mind with my dying thought.
Of course I'll help.
Swear it.
I swear it.
One last surge of my power, then.
A surge? That'll catalyze the rest of the acid in seconds. You'll die.
To save her children, Kestra. What mother wouldn't?
I learned this trick from your people, Agent. I wonder, do they themselves remember it?
You mean humans?
I mean the Takan Imperials. They would have made marvelous slaves. Here he comes.
The light in the walls. It's out. She's dead.
Yes.
What did she do?
A final suggestion. Implanted in the minds of everyone in the building. Think of the cubicle we fought.
Okay.
It tried to eat us, and it did eat Penny. Are you afraid? Disgusted?
No, I'm fond of it. Protective. That doesn't sound right.
The cubicles have to stop using their mind control because of the acid. But this will make everyone friendly to them. Keep them safe. At least until it wears off in a few hours. We need to get going.
Wait. Where? How did I get here?
Who are you?
I was here to offer Centaurus a buyout.
You're in charge of Centaurus, for now. I hope you're up to it. You can keep the suits, but if I were you, I'd start looking for another job.
I didn't fight hard enough.
You fought longer and harder than anyone else. I only met you 5 seconds ago, Silas, but that tells me everything I need to know.
Take charge of these men. See that they act, rightly.
Wait, where are you going?
Not much time to save those children. So, to my transport.
Neva and Lorak first. You can wait a couple minutes, Isaac.
To Neva and Lorak, then.
What did you mean calling you a Deconian?
There is one race, but four names. Deconians, or Khan, were first. It means children of the stars. When we rose again, we were Iconians, or Icon, brethren of the stars. But then came the exile, the retreat from our own galaxy to wage the ancient war. There we became the Scions, inheritors of the stars.
That's all fine, Isaac, but you're not Takan or Scion or whatever.
No, but his is not my only voice.
Okay, Isaac now has three voices, but I'm choosing to be calm. You must be Triassa?
How is this known?
Isaac mentioned you.
Ah, Isaac speaks out of turn, as is his wont. I was riding another host on Drelax for most of the day.
So you're Isaac's master?
No, Kestra Janiah of the Starship Visionary. I am merely a fellow penitent.
Starship Excelsior. I don't think they've actually started building the Visionary yet. Next year, supposedly, if they find the budget.
Of course.
Isaac said your people have four names, but he only gave three.
Isaac would do well to remember the occurrences that followed after the beacon was subverted to direct the Excelsior to the Jathlin Arm.
I do remember. It went just as I promised.
It nearly befell that the map stone should be controlled by the Zero.
But it didn't. We gambled and won. If the Scions keep every secret, their grand beginning is going to have a pretty quick end. The Lyonians are coming, you know.
There will be silence.
Good day, Triassa.
There is no intention of leaving at...
Good day, Triassa.
I wonder why there was a rebellion.
The Scions didn't make the one exterminate anybody. But I do see your point.
Where will you go next?
Oh, wherever I'm needed. I need an engineer.
Is that an invitation?
I used to have the finest crew in the galaxy, Kestra. I don't say that out of some vestigial sentimentality. It is simply a fact. Without them, I...
Yes?
It turns out I need my crew more than I need my memories. You have great potential, Kestra. Come with me, and we'll shape it together.
What? Just up and leave my job?
Tell your shipmates you're accepting an ambassadorial post with the Scions of the Stars. The Federation Council won't dare say no, and it has the virtue of being true. I promise, there's never a boring day.
That's the problem, though. I'm the boring one.
You can be so much more than that.
Why would I want to be? I went on a bad date the other night.
What?
Awful. One of those dates that makes you doubt. Men are even capable of caring about women, you know? Well, no, I guess you probably don't. But he got up a few minutes into dinner to hit on another woman. And by that point, I was grateful.
I'm not asking you on a date.
No, I... Although, actually, that's not a bad line. I can show you the galaxy. But when's the last time you were on a date, Isaac Brahms? Even a bad one. When's the last time you got back to your room and baked the souffle just because... When's the last time you met somebody and your first thought wasn't, how can I put her to good use? And that hollowed out head of yours, do you even remember?
Kestra.
You tried so hard to save all these people from Vance, but right then, you sounded exactly like him. It's the boring days, Isaac, the frippery, that makes us human.
Very well. Yes, yes, very well. I understand.
Isaac.
Ah, I think those are your friends there.
Commander? Lieutenant?
Kestra? Is it... morning already? Ugh. I need an iced ractuccino. And a sonic shower.
I'm afraid it's been quite a day, sir. Do you remember anything strange?
Strange?
Like resigning your Starfleet commission to work here forever?
Resigning my... Oh, Spast. I do remember that. What did this place...
It's okay. I've sorted it out. With a little help from a friend.
Friend? Did the Excelsior get here at... Brahms.
You must be Mr. Lorak. You've done so much to me. Strange to think that we've never met.
What are you playing at, Brahms? I arrested you.
But the report said Commander Masterson...
She was there, but I was the one... What do you care what the report says? Don't you remember the hatred in my eyes? In yours?
Lieutenant, do you remember Alex Rowe's voice?
Every day.
I can't. His face is in the files, but that's all. His voice, his laugh, it's gone. The last thing he ever said to me. No one else was there at the end. In that garden. And I can't remember any of it. I'll never know how he saved me. And that is because you got him killed. So you will forgive me if I'm not worried about forgetting some half-cooked junior officer who fancies himself my nemesis.
The Scions should have rescued Simon, not you.
I know that.
Neva?
I'm all right. Just didn't think I should interrupt. So you're Isaac Brahms.
I'm really not. If that's all, Commander, I'll get back to my ship.
No, Isaac, I need a sec. Be right back. Isaac, if you ever want to swing by for a night playing darts, Jack and I have started a little league, but we're still short one.
Darts? Operations play darts.
See, boring's good for you. Trust me, centuries of experience, you know.
You're not even 40.
Take all the bad dates I've been on, and I'm sure it adds up to several eternities.
Goodbye, Kestra.
Kestra, Commander, are you okay?
I'm not sure I'm the one you should be asking. Come on, there's 30,000 people here. At least Isaac's got the kids.
The kids?
It's a long story. I'll tell you on the way.
Got any twos?
Go fish.
This has got to be the stupidest game in all space-time.
Have I taught you Monopoly?
Do you think Lorok and Neva could install a tango wheel on the bridge when they get back?
Well, I've already put in a work order for cup holders at helm.
Captain, give me your We're being hailed. It's Admiral Parker.
On screen. No, wait. Hide...
Commander Dovan.
Admiral Parker! What can I do for you?
Your status, Commander.
Condition green, Admiral. I mean green as in good, not green as in the code phrase. I mean everything's fine here, sir, Admiral. How are you?
Commander, when I was the attaché to temporal investigations, the gentleman there taught me a remarkable game. Waiting weeks, months for alerts from the Journeyman Archive, Dilemma became an obsession for them. The rules were endless, the strategy more so. Even I occasionally succumbed to the temptation to try for a royal suit flop. It kept our minds limber for the challenges ahead. But go fish? Really, Commander. Parker out.
Jehoshaphat. Did he just call to yell at me?
Yes. Now, as I was saying, sir, give me your sevens.
In that episode of Assignment Universe, Silas Vance was played by Clay Duggar. Penny, Alyssa Carter. Donna, Jennifer Ann Scott. The directors, Alexander Cole, Carl Puder, and Garrick Harris. Alcar Dovan, Larry Phelan. Alex Lorok, Samuel Gillis. Neva, Kennedy. Commander Yabari, Caitlin Haney. Admiral Parker, Nathan Lisney. Ensign Sylvester, John Bonds. Security drones, David Potcher. Penny's computer, Jeff Brackett. Office worker, Justin Simon. Narrator, Mike Hennessy. Directed by Jim Smagata. Executive producer, James Haney. Post producers, Jim Smagata, Bob Hopwood, Matthew Blondin, Shane Davidson, and James Haney. Artwork by John Bonds. Theme song by Andy, Michael, and Philip Patterson at Supervisor194.com. Used by gracious permission. Full music credits at StarshipExcelsior.com/credits. Special thanks, Carla Bandeda, Colin Heyman, Michael Blaze, Martha Heyman, Julian Bain, and Gene Roddenberry. Please leave us a review on iTunes or whatever podcatcher you use. Your feedback really helps.
Beta 5, we're back. I could use a coffee. Decaf.
Connection was lost during mission. Confirm your status, Supervisor 1.
Oh, you know, just another day at the office.
He's been waiting all day to say that, Beta. I tried to erase it from his mind, but sorry.
Apology accepted.
You are both snobs, you know that? Now, Beta, do you have a briefing on our next assignment?
Direct Scion interface anticipated in 36 hours.
It's like they never heard of vacations.
Well, Triassa maybe, but Viren and Lociel, they probably haven't. Still, 36 hours is 36 hours. Why don't we go somewhere fun for a change?
Next voyages on Starship Excelsior, a jump into the past to see the shakedown of a familiar starship. And then Captain Dovan becomes unstuck in space, in Listen. Please keep yourself safe during the pandemic. We're going to try extra hard to deliver some good stories in the tough weeks and months ahead. Assignment Earth and all related marks, logos, and characters are solely owned by CBS Studios Incorporated. This fan production is not endorsed by, sponsored by, nor affiliated with CBS, Paramount Pictures, or any other franchise, and is a non-commercial, fan-made audio drama intended for recreational use. No commercial exhibition or distribution is permitted.
This has been an Excelsior production.